As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're going to be with, we're going to start a show off with it, what I think is going to be an incredible issue. We need to talk about this because we have someone who is very important to our community that has stepped out on an issue that may not allow her the opportunity to recover. So as a community, we have to talk about what we think about her stepping out. How do we feel about what's going on as a result? We're going to take a break to give everybody an opportunity to call in and make sure that we're all on the same page as we discuss this important issue. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, there are times when you go about your day and you get blindsided because there are people out there who are making decisions, and they're making them from their own perspective and not the perspective of the general public. And we have a young lady that I want us to talk about today that has shown that she is determined and committed to blazing her own path related to the world around us, and she is committed to her own position regardless of if all America is ready to go forward with her. And you have to take your hat off to a person who is committed to their own thought process and who's willing to put their careers on the line for people they don't know, for people who may not be worthy, for people who don't even know who she is. We recently voted in our first black female state attorney to the Orange County, Osceola area. And then at the time I voted her in, I was not fully aware of who she was and what her positions were. But I did realize that she thought that there were a lot of unfair things going on in our justice system. She was very vocal in the fact that people were being put in jail for long sentences, and some people doing the same thing were not getting those same type sentences. And so she ran on a platform of fairness for all people. I did not realize that she was committed to not using or sentencing people to the death penalty. So in less than 4 months, she's gotten elected and now stepped in the biggest hornet's nest possible for her career. Something that I thought was a cakewalk or was going to be automatic, she threw a wrench into. I just assumed, even before they had captured Marquise Lloyd, that he would be sentenced to the death penalty for killing a police officer and shooting a pregnant female. Well, Aramis Ali, our new elected state attorney, went on television yesterday and told everyone that she would not be seeking the death penalty for him. And my first thought when I heard this was that they wanted to give, didn't want Marquise Lloyd to talk about all the things mm-hmm. that took place and did had struck a deal with him so that he would not charge them with abuse. And that was before I got on the internet and went looking and getting information. After looking and getting the information, our new female black state attorney said she will not be charging anybody with the ultimate penalty. That she thinks that the death penalty is not a deterrent, and it does not aid to the protection of the general public. She is at odds with our governor, who released her from the case. He first asked her to recuse herself, and she refused. And then he forcefully removed her from the case. because he felt as though the community and the state deserved the right to put Marquise Lloyd to death. We find ourselves in a very interesting situation. There are a lot of people at odds with each other. The mother of the female that was murdered, who had the child, Marquis's girlfriend, said she is not support. She supports the black female state attorney. She does not want the death for the man who murdered her daughter. She believes that he should die after a long sentence, and that she is not in favor of the death penalty. So it's pretty amazing that we have this situation where all these people are at odds with each other. The head of the Orlando Police Department wants Marquise Lloyd to face the death penalty for his officer. And, of course, we know that many of the police themselves want that same thing. So we find ourselves in a unique situation where there are a lot of people who are unhappy with this new female black state attorney, Amos Ali Alala, and she's taking this position. And it's amazing that she would take such a position knowing that this is going to be a hot-button case. So we want to talk about her as an individual stepping out on this limb, and she's only been in office for about 3 months, and she is taking this position. Let me also share with you, her husband is a convicted drug dealer who served 7 years in prison. So her love for her husband may go a long way in her beliefs, in her thinking related to how people should be treated in our prison system. So I'm going to take another break, guys, and we're going to hope that we get everybody here so we can talk about whether or not we need to be in the business of killing people through the death penalty, and what do we think about this black female, young black female, who stepped out on faith and says that she's not going to give anybody the death penalty as long as she's in office. We'll be right back.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you.
Telling me that you say once I'm with you. I'll never go back. Say there's a lesson you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Well, here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Yeah, it's just you and me. Many things I can do to you, and so many ways I can't believe. Hey, 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 it's your move, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers, some of them were damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, then I just wish that you would. Cause you keep, oh, you just keep, no, you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. See, there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach.
Talking about a lady that I think is going to be in the spotlight in the state of Florida for a long time. She seems to be the kind of person is going to go down in history one way or the other. She does not seem to be the kind of person that follows anyone else's trail, that she's a trailblazer in her own right. And so I'm calling today to go on record saying that I'm taking my hat off to her, because I made a lot of assumptions about people who are out there trying to make a name for themselves, that they're very self-absorbed and they care more about their own careers than they care about anybody else. But this young lady has shown that she is ready to mix things up and to stir things up from the very beginning. This is our new state attorney, Amaris Alaw, and she is a black female who's married to a black felon drug dealer, and she is going out on record that she is against the death penalty, and as long as she is elected, she will not be seeking the death penalty. And here she gets the case with Marquise Lloyd, which is one that is across the nation, and she goes on record yesterday saying she will not be seeking the death penalty. And again, when I really originally heard this, I thought Marquise Lloyd must have them over a rock in a hard place, and they don't want certain things to come out, so they reached an agreement not to seek the death penalty. But that's not the case. This young lady has decided that she will not be seeking the death penalty in any cases that come across her desk. or goes through her office. So we need to talk about how people of color are reaching all these new elected offices and are bringing the type of backbone to stand out on issues unlike anybody else in their past. Joyce, what are your thoughts about this first black female state attorney coming out and speaking against the death penalty and using Marquise Lloyd as her first case to make her statement and then being removed by the governor in such a public way?
Good afternoon, everyone. My accolades goes out to her. She's making her stand. That's what she believes in. You remember that old saying, and I leave it at that, you stand for something or you fall for anything? Well, that's what she's doing.
You're right.
She's standing for what she believes in. So my thing, the way I feel, accolade to the sister. Go ahead, sister, do your thing.
Well, you know she stepped out on a limb, and she was going to get it cut off behind her when she stepped out there. She had the support of the mother of the daughter that was pregnant daughter that was killed, was at the press conference with her, along with some other people who are not for the death penalty. But I was just amazed that it wasn't the reason that they were taking the death penalty off the table wasn't because Marquise Lloyd had something on them, that they were willing to do it on their own, and she was willing to do it in her first big case. And the governor acted as we normally thought he would. He just came and snatched the case from her and gave it to someone else. But she's gone on record that she will not be seeking the death penalty in any case, because she doesn't believe it's in the best interest of the community or that we will be made safer because of killing people.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Go ahead, sister. Do your thing.
All right. Dee, what are your thoughts about this black African-American female who is committed to her position?
I don't have much of an opinion, only to say, now she's the state attorney in the state of Florida, right?
Right. The first African American state attorney for the Orange County Osceola area, the Ninth Circuit.
And this is the same state of Florida that's high on the death penalty, only second to probably Texas, right?
You're right.
Okay. Well, my hat goes on to the sister and her courage in doing so. But, you know, I'm a realist. And I want to say, if that's her stance, she's not likely to be there in the state of Florida alone as Attorney General.
Well, you know, she came out and ran. She ran on the platform that people were getting different sentences based on their race. And so for her to step out and decide that she was not going to seek the death penalty for anybody as long as she was in office is an amazing thing to do. So I'm with you. I'm not sure how long she'll last, but she's not going away anytime soon. Because she just won an election this past November. Lorenzo, what are your thoughts about hearing that this black female state attorney has taken this stance that she will not be seeking the death penalty for anyone in her area?
Good evening, everybody. But my stance is I'm neutral because, you know, I'm glad she spoke up and she stood her ground and went for what she believed in despite of what everybody else was going to say. But I think it's the death penalty, I'm not for it because I think it should go away because I think it's an easy way out for a person who's done horrific crimes. Because if you could see how they live and how they're being treated in them prison cells, they'd rather be dead than be living in them prison cells. And I think we could use them guys to do some hard labor work and put them guys at some different uses. But I'm neutral on it because, I mean, you know, some people, you want them dead, but I think they are really dead. If you see how they got them living in confinement 23 hours out of the day, how they feed them the leftovers after everybody ate, they probably spitting in their food, and they just treat them like animals. That, you know, it's easier for them to be dead than to live like that.
Well, I have to tell you, Lorenzo, I truly thought your boy, Marquis Lloyd, had them between a rock and a hard place, and somebody was giving him a break so as he would let off the them off the hook by not suing. But it is amazing to me that she's willing to step out on a limb and that the governor has already taken the case from her. So Marquis Lloyd finds himself right back in the same situation, even though she was willing to take that stance.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think that I think that Marquis Lloyd, I think his story just needs to be told. That's my only thing is I just want to hear his side of the story and hear the truth. It's so many stories going on. You don't know which story to believe, and all we really basing it on is emotional about people being dead. But I just want to hear the true story of what really happened. You know what I mean, and go from there. But that death penalty thing, I've always been against it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you could commit the horrificest crime, and you ask God to come into your heart and ask Him for forgiveness. You already forgiven, and who am I to make the decision of who should die and who should live? You know what I mean? So I'm neutral on that part. You know what I mean? Because I'm not all that spiritual, but I'm just neutral on that because, you know, I think, you know, an eye for an eye just don't work for me.
Joyce, let me ask this to you. You know, here we have this African-American female who has made it to this position, and, you know, we work so hard to get African-Americans and a woman in this position. It's, you know, it's kind of scary to think when she comes up for re-election whether or not she will be given the opportunity to continue if she took this type of stance, especially when the young man killed a Orlando police officer. And so, you know what, you know, though we applaud her for being brave enough to do it, is it going to serve her well as she goes forward? Joyce? You know, these are the things that we have to consider when we have someone who's actually been voted into office and they finally, you know, we finally get them in a place where their decision making has power and they step out on faith and on their commitment to their decisions, then they may be eliminated from contention the next time around because they've taken such a stance. And was Marquis Lloyd the right person to take this kind of stance against after what he had done? Lorenzo?
You know, I think maybe she knows something we don't know. Maybe she knows more about the case than we don't know. You know, because it is a big stance. And like she said, she made really a lot of those decisions when she was the assistant state attorney. You know what I mean? And that's what changed a lot. You know what I mean? Because when you're assistant state attorney, you're doing what you got to do to get voted in. But now that she voted in and she is the state attorney, this is what she really feels. You know, and this is how she feels. And she's standing her ground on it. You know what I mean? And I think we need more leaders like that because I know I read somebody saying the Ted Cruz's and the those other ones that bowing down to Donald Trump after they bashed him and now they bowing down, you know, them are the guys that don't want to take the stance. She took a stance, and it's going to even go, it's a 50-50 chance of how it's going to go because they're already saying the Puerto Ricans and They're on her side. They vying with her because so she got a lot of votes coming in off of that right now. You know, the mixed votes is coming from the blacks and the whites, but the Latino votes is already on her team.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out after the governor has already removed her. And what happens the next time? Is he going to remove her from every death penalty case, or are they going to let her do what she's committed to doing? We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation. How you doing, Kathy? This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're talking about a new elected official that is the first black state attorney, female black attorney, Amaris Alala, and I hope you can help me pronounce her name. It's A-Y-A-L-A. How do you pronounce that, Kathy?
Awaya, Awaya, Awaila, A-Y-A-L-A, Awaila, Awaila.
All right. Awaila. Her first name is Amaris Awaila, and she is the first black state attorney in Florida, the 9th Century Court, and she has stepped out on faith and decided that she will not be giving anybody the death penalty in the Orange County, Oskaloosa area. She ran on a platform about how unfair sentencing was and that how African Americans and people of color were normally given long sentences when their counterparts, white American counterparts, were given less sentences. And herself, she is married to a convicted felon. And so she has already displayed some abilities to go outside of the box. And her and her husband have two children. And he served 7 years in prison. And they were married and now have two children. So what are your thoughts about her stepping out on a limb in a case like the Marquise Lloyd case, where everybody just knew for sure he was going to be murdered before he got captured or was going to be sentenced to the death penalty as a result of being captured? And now we have the governor of Florida who's taken the case away from this state attorney and given it over to someone else because she refused to put the death penalty on the table. She's being supported by the daughter of the pregnant daughter, Marquis' girlfriend, who he murdered, who said she doesn't believe he should receive the death penalty. Even though she wants him dead, she just doesn't believe in the death penalty. You know, what are your thoughts about this story?
Well, I stand behind her 100%. And the people have spoken. I mean, they did elect her, right? So
they did elect her this past November.
Okay, so that means that there are some people in the state of Florida that believe in what it is that she said that she was going to be for and that she was going to be against. So that's why she sits in that office and has that spot. For them to take that case away from her, I believe is wrong, and there needs to be a petition started. If she says she's against the death penalty, then she's against it. He's going to have to serve out his time like any other murderer that's in jail right now serving out their time for murder. It doesn't matter who the person was. It was a person that was killed. So then he should be judged not upon the color of his skin, but what it was that he did. He committed murder. And if we go back and do research, there are multiple people serving out their terms that did commit a murder and were not given the death penalty. Stand behind her 100%. And I looked at it, and I did go and look up some other cases, like the guy that went to, I think that was Atlanta, and killed those people in the church. Now, we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with that, right? Or did they convict him? Also, the guy that did all those shootings, did he kill himself? The one that did the shootings in the nightclub in Florida. And then what about the guy San Bernardino? He did kill himself?
He did kill himself in Orlando.
Okay, and the guy in San Bernardino, he was shot by the police. Yeah, I think that he needs to go to a jury like everybody else and let the jury decide his sentencing. That's what I believe.
Well, it is amazing that right out of the box that she has taken this stance. And, again, the governor took it away from her and gave it to somebody else who would do his bidding. And the police department wants the death penalty on the table and the sheriff's department as well. And so we have this lady out there by herself taking a stance and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where her career leads to, because she is out in the forefront and she is not afraid to be held accountable at this point. Lorenzo, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Joyce. You know, the thing, what I said is like I heard her partner saying, let the jury make the decision, not her. Well, that's what I was saying from the very beginning. When they chose to kick this boy's eye out, let's just handcuff him, take him to jail, and let the jury do the job. But they didn't want to do that. Everybody agreed it was okay for them to kick his eye out and all that stuff. But I say let the jury do his job, and I still say let the jury do his job. And if she made the stance that she's not for the death penalty, I support her, you know what I mean? Because you know how hard that is? It ain't that she did it because he's a black guy or because he did what he did. That's her belief, you know what I mean? And it's too many of us that's doing stuff that we don't even believe in, and we regretting it later on down the line. So kudos to her.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. I have to be honest. When I heard that they were going to take the death penalty off the table, I thought Marquis Lloyd had come up with something that had them between a rock and a hard place. But after doing some research, finding out that Layla was taking a stance, a very unpopular stance, because there's so many people want Marquis dead. She's also stated that we have spent like $51 million on giving people the death penalty, and she said that money could have very well been spent better in other places because it doesn't give us any added protection. So it is something that she truly believes in and she's willing to fight for, and she's just not going to allow the governor or anybody else to scare her out of her position, because she has to know that they're going to be coming after her from now on because she's taking this stand. So, you know, I'm not sure. Go ahead, Cassie.
I was going to say the people of Florida is going to have to get behind her. Someone is going to have to try to start some kind of YouTube page or Facebook page, you know, so to bring it even more to the forefront. And even though it was in the paper today, people still don't, I mean, in the paper and in the news today, people are still not aware of that. So somebody is going to have to be down on the ground, some front soldiers down on the ground where they are behind her, where they are out in the front talking about what's going on and how the case was taken from her and given to somebody else because she said that she would not seek the death penalty. So right then and there lets you know that there's some kind of corruption going on because someone says that they are not for something, so you're going to come up against them and take something for them and then possibly, like you said, try to take her job from her, but you know what? She's standing on what she believes. So when you're standing on what you believe, it doesn't matter what nobody else is saying because God is going to protect her. He's going to cover her through this whole thing. And I look to talk about it later on in the future to see how this all pans out.
Well, Kathy, you got to believe she is somebody special because, as I said, she stepped out of the box and gave her heart to a man who was a convicted felon. And, you know, when you are in the law and you're an attorney, that has to be a hard thing to do, to befriend and fall in love with someone who's already gone to jail and open your heart up to that person. So obviously he can see the value in people who may have lost their way. And I think that is a great commodity in an attorney to be able to see the value in people who may have made mistakes. Lorenzo, what do you think about the fact that she is able to see the value in people who may have gone off track?
You know, the Fantasia came up with a song saying, sometimes you got to lose to win. And I think this is what it is. She can lose this case, but she's going to win in the long run. And I always told people, this case is bigger than Marquise Lloyd. They're making a statement, and I'm just not sure what they're doing, but this thing is bigger than Marquise Lloyd. You know, and I've always said that from the beginning. And I, like I said, I just want the truth to come out, all the lies on the table, all the different stories about this whole thing, because like she said, it's a lot of people that did a lot worse than Marquise Lloyd. And people, you know, sometimes you'll be on death row 10 years before you get electrocuted or die. You know what I mean? So you just sitting up for 10 years. It ain't like he's going to be dead tomorrow. If they give him the death penalty, he don't die the next day. So, I you know, I'm just not for the death penalty either. But I'm happy she took a stance. And I'm for her. I'm on her team. And I will vote for her again.
Well, you know, she has – part of her stance is that she just believes that it is better – to give people life with no possibility of parole so the family can move on instead of being able, dealing with these constant court rulings that they have to go through when you give people the death penalty. You know, you got, once you have been given the death penalty, you have a lot of opportunities to get your case overthrown, and so therefore you keep inundating attorneys and judges with these appeals. And so she is suggesting that it is easier on the family to go ahead and get life without any possibility of parole so these people can be forgotten and to move on and save the court a lot of money instead of having all these long, drawn-out cases. Kathy, what are your thoughts about the money that will be saved in the long run when you give people life without any possibility of parole instead of being involved with murdering them? And right now we have over 102 countries that don't even have the death penalty. And America is divided because there are a lot of states that don't have the death penalty, and we have fewer and fewer states who are still committed to that kind of penalty.
Well, I just think that, I mean, what he did was absolutely, absolutely wrong. But I am like her. I am not for the death penalty. I would not want to be the one that makes that decision to say yay or nay to anyone being executed in any form or fashion. As far as the money is concerned, there is money stored up. I mean, like I said before, if you look on your receipt that you get, there is money, taxes being placed on your receipts, and they don't even have a name on them. So there is money being taken from us for things like this and other things as well. So, you know, if he did the crime, let him go in there and serve out his time, and maybe he'll change his life. You know, we don't know what will happen, but like Lorenzo said, is that it's bigger than him. This is a whole nother level of something, and it's gonna come out in the end because you know what, she's praying. I'm sure she got people behind her praying, and I believe that the saints out there need to begin to pray because again, this is just corruption on another level being exposed.
Well, we know that again when Governor Scott came out and asked her to recuse herself, that he was going to go to the next level and remove her and put in place one of his people that was going to do his bidding. So the governor has definitely made a statement that he wants this man charged with the death penalty because he knows that the people behind him, that's what they want. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we seeking justice? Are we seeking revenge? Because obviously the people who want Marquise Lloyd dead are not going to allow this woman to do her job. Lorenzo?
I was thinking, you know, how much money did it cost, this whole Marquise Lloyd thing cost? The time he was on the run, the money they spent. You know, I'm betting that's way in the millions that they already have spent on this Marquise Lloyd thing. We ain't even taking accountability. And we're just going to turn around and spend an extra few more million and just kill him. Why not put him and give him hard labor if he found convicted? You know, let him work his way off. Let him become, do something productive, you know, for the people or something. But just to kill a person, you know what I mean, defeats the purpose of me because, you know, it's an easy way out to me. You know, so I'm all for doing the right thing. But, you know what I mean, I just want to see justice be served. And Rick Scott has took his stance as well as, like, she took her stance. And I'm behind her. And if you can see now, I think 2 years ago, the cops ran over this black kid who stole a car, and he was running in the woods, and they ran over the boy and killed him. And they won the lawsuit. What was all this? What was all this when the cop ran over and killed that black boy? What was all this Rick Scott at? What was all these Sheriff Demings at? What was all these big stories at? Didn't even come out. People don't even know the story I'm even talking about. Come out, but they ran this boy over and killed him as he was running away. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, this thing is bigger than Marquise Lord, and I'm telling you, we rallying behind Rick Scott and what he's saying, we setting ourselves up.
Well, we do know that he has a position, and he's taking the steps to make sure his position is understood, and it's amazing that, you know, he so quickly made the choice, a decision to remove her. And I, again, like you all have stated, I applaud her for being willing to take a stance, and we'll have to see where this stance takes her. We're going to take another break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation. This is James C. Deshay, the host of Love, excuse me, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to encourage you all to go to my website, jamestdeshay.com. That's jamestdeshay.com. Look around. Tell me what you're thinking. We want you to email me at djames82@aol.com. Email me and let me know what kind of subjects you'd like to discuss on my radio show. We are here to discuss the kind of things that impact our lives now and in the future. And as I continue, you know, as we get elected officials, we want people who stand for something. And Kathy is so right. You know, it's not just about trying to do what you think the people want you to do. People need to stand for something or they'll fall for anything. So when we get an elected official who is truly trying to do the work of the people or trying to do what they believe in their heart, we can have a lot of respect for them. Paul Ryan and Ted Cruz, those kind of men who just are willing to follow behind anybody who is the people's choice, they don't put a lot of faith in me being good leaders. And so, therefore, I want to go on record as saying I support her, and I hope all of this pans out in the end. I know that I am against the death penalty because I think if one person is saved as a result of not having the death penalty, then that makes it well worth it. All the people that we're killing, there has to be one person who we convicted who wasn't guilty. You know, we are letting too many people go across the country who we feel we find out who didn't do these horrific crimes and who are kept in jail for long periods of time, that we need to realize that there are some people who fall through the cracks and end up in those electric chairs or end up in those tables getting that last drop of juice to end their lives when they were wrongly convicted. So I am against the death penalty. I think that she is an amazing woman to stand up against the powers to be when she could so easily allow them to just overcome her abilities. And so what are your thoughts about that, Lorenzo, that she is standing up in the face of all this power and telling people exactly what she believes and is willing to take her licks because they're going to be coming?
I'm glad she's doing it because that's going to let a lot of people know if she can do it and she's willing to lose to win, and willing to go through all this rhetoric that she's getting ready to go through, and she's still standing strong on her word, I'm for it. I'm all for it, and kudos to her, and may all my kids and friends and everybody be watching her stance. Whether they agree with her or not, it's the stance she took, and she's standing by it, and I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think we are all in agreement that what Marquis Lloyd did was wrong and that he needs to be held accountable for what he did. But if the mother of the daughter that was murdered is willing to suggest that he should receive life imprisonment instead of the death penalty, then we all need to step back and take a look at ourselves and ask ourselves why we're so bent and committed to killing this man when the mother of the daughter is said that she would be happy with him dying in prison. Kathy, your thoughts, you know, about how this mother seems to be standing behind this female state attorney and giving her support.
I mean, that should tell you something right there. It's the mother of the daughter, right? That's what you said.
Yes.
That she's the mother of the daughter that was murdered. If she's in her heart feeling that this man should not be given the death penalty, but he should serve out his time, that should tell you something. But it's about something else. But I say kudos to her because of her making the stand, because it's not about the money to her. It's about the integrity. It's about her character. It's about what she believes as a woman of God about murder and what that does to people. I mean, the Bible says that we should murder. So these other people and the governor. So the question that I wanted to ask you guys was, okay, I know the people vote you in. Like, she was voted in by the people of Florida. How can he, I guess because he's her overseer, I want to know, how could he come and just make a decision to remove her from the case because she says that she's taking a stance to not seek the death penalty? How, or is that something that governors are able to do? Can they do that?
I guess it is up to the governor. He just quickly stepped in and asked her to recuse herself and put in position another person to take over the case. So I guess it's within his power or his purview to oversee all these state attorneys and make sure they're doing what he considers to be the will of the people. And so it is a bold stance, but it's going to be interesting to see how many times he's willing to do that to her when she's taken a stance and said that she's not going to seek the death penalty for anybody in the Orange County, Osceola area. So she's already clear that she will not be giving anybody the death penalty as long as she is the elected official in Osceola and Orange County. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does, since he's already been so quick to take away from her this particular case.
Well, we have to watch this case with a fine-tuned comb. Every time something comes up, we just need to keep going back to see if there's any new results. And since you live in the state of Florida, James, you should see what you could do as a resident of that state to get more information, or maybe even try to get her on the show. You know, you never know. All things are possible. And I wanted to say that even though she married an ex-felon, he shouldn't be considered an ex-felon because he served his time, whatever it was, and what he did was in the past, and it should not be brought up as, you know, that being a bad thing for her.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just surprised because I was unaware of it until yesterday, and I started researching her that, you know, that wasn't a part of my decision to vote for her. I voted for her because she was out there saying that she was not going to treat people unfairly based on their race, that she was going to make sure that everybody came through her system, her area, was going to be treated with the same kind of fairness and consideration, and that she ran on a platform to change people of color getting long-term sentences, but their white counterparts getting lesser sentences for the same crime. So that was my reason for voting on her, and she was she took out the incumbent because of her stance. So it's going to be interesting to see if we continue to support her after she is up for her office or her position comes to an end in terms of election. I'm not sure how many years. I'll research how many years a state attorney gets. I'm sure it's either 2, 4, or 6, but I'm not sure at this point. Lorenzo, do you remember voting for her?
Yeah, I voted for her. And when they asked her the question of, do she think she betrayed the people who voted for her, like, she said no, because when the people voted for her, she was assistant state attorney. She's a state attorney now. You know, and I think a lot of people just really acting on emotions. But because I last night I sat with Regina Hill. Regina Hill is one of the commissioners or district commissioner, whatever you title she got. But I sat with her last night, and she's city commissioner. And I sat with her last night at the bar. We was having a drink together, and I was talking to her. And I said, I asked her, I said, what you think about this Marquise Lloyd thing? She said she's going to leave it in God's hands. Now, the whole case, she's been front and center, convicted and putting this boy to death. Now, all of a sudden, you sitting next to me, a black brother in a black bar, and now you saying you leave it in God's hands. I think the whole system is all about politics, votes, and being elected and all that, and none of this stuff is making any sense to me, and I think it's way bigger than Marquise Lloyd, and right now we're really operating on who's trying to get the next votes, who's trying to be the next person to be in line, and it's just unfair to the people because the only person that's going to pay for it is us. Look at the girl Casey Anthony's story last couple years ago. Comes off the table with her, she killed her baby, and we know she killed that baby. They took the death penalty off the table. Where was Rick Scott? He was the governor then. Where was he at then? They took the death penalty off the table with her. Nobody took the state attorney off the case or anything until it was over with. So I say, man, this thing is bigger than Marquise Lloyd, and we need to rally behind the state attorney and so we can get our rights back.
And I think you're so right. They pick and choose, and that's the unfairness, that everyone needs to be held accountable to the same standard, and that you should not pick and choose who you're going to go after just because they cross the line that you've drawn. If you're going to have the death penalty, there needs to be one drawn line, not a multiple drawn line, to decide who you go after and who you don't. And certainly because this lady wants to erase the line altogether, we'll create a fairer environment. And she has already determined, like a lot of other people, that the death penalty is not a deterrent. There are a lot of other states across the nation who don't have the death penalty, who have a lower crime rate than the one we have in the state of Florida and in the state of Texas, two of the states that lead the country in carrying out the death penalty. So we need to be really conscious of why we're doing this. Is the death penalty justice or is it revenge? Is the question we need to ask ourselves. And we should not be in this situation to get revenge. We need to really look at our hearts and determine why we're so bent as a nation to keep this on the books when there's so many countries around the world who abolish the death penalty as a method of justice. Okay, we're going to go back to have another break, and we'll come back and finish out the show.
I ever had. If loving you is wrong, I don't want I am this woman. I am this woman that has set the expectations of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman that does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but create my own destination. I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination.
I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure.
I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those to dream.
I am the woman of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth.
Igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to encourage those of you who are out there who will be visiting the Central Florida area to come by the Wellsville Museum at 511 West South Street and learn more about those who were the movers and shakers of the Orlando area who were African Americans. The Wellsville Museum is a place where you can learn the history of those who came before you and were willing and able to put their lives on the line and do the kind of things that would promote African Americans. We're open. The museum is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and open by appointment on Saturdays and Sundays. So we want to encourage you to go by and support the Wellsville Museum. The number is 407-245-7535. And those of you who are in the Orlando area, please become members and support the museum on a regularly year basis of $50 and become a member of the museum so that we can continue to do the things that are needed in order to keep the lives of those Americans, African Americans, alive and well. We're at the final end of our show, and as always, we want to give those who called in an opportunity to have the final word. So, Kathy, what is your final word for this evening?
Well, James, I wanted to ask Lorenzo what was the lady's name that he was sitting with having a drink, and for her to say that it was in God's hands at that time, that means that she didn't have a comment concerning what it was that he asked her. So it would be interesting to see where she stands in this situation as time progresses. But my final word is we have to stand for something or we will fall.
And that is so true. That is so true. And so I'm going to continue to lend myself my support to the new state attorney of Orange County, Osceola, Alila. I am with you. And anytime you'd like to come on our show and share your thoughts, I am more than willing to set aside a time to let you have your voice heard. Lorenzo, what is your final word?
My final word, first of all, her name was Regina Hills. And my final word is always have your voice, always speak your opinion. And anything that you do, boys, girls, women, men, and in relationships and jobs, voice your opinion and stand behind what you say. Because if you don't, you'll fall for anything.
And well, Lorenzo and Kathy and Dee, I just want to show and tell you how much I appreciate you for calling in the show and having your voices heard loud and clear this evening. It is important for us always to stay on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. And this show can't be what it is without your participation. So thank you so much for taking the time to call in and to giving everybody your opinion related to this particular topic. And we're going to continue our support for our new African-American state attorney and let her know that we're behind her 100% regardless of what the forces in the Tallahassee are saying. We're going to continue to support her and appreciate her willingness to stand up for fairness and justice in the Central Florida area. I want everybody to take care, and I look forward to you calling in tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. West Coast Time, to the show that is here for your voice to be heard loud and clear. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow.
While on this journey, my body, sometimes it get all rocking with pain, but I know all of my work down here won't be.
One come true, something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again. I know I'll never love this way again.